Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show. We are kicking off hour number one, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us via the toll-free lines, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can bring up virtually anything. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. I'm going to start out with an update tonight. We brought you a story a while back about the city of Chicago. And the aldermen there, of course, are just out of their minds with lunatic ideas about controlling you. In fact, as you know, recently they banned foie gras, which is kind of a delicacy. I think it's goose or duck or both.
It's duck.
I believe it's
livers
goose
or something.
Goose livers. They're force-fed. Blah blah. Whatever the reason why they had some excuse for banning it.
Why
cruel.
Someone want to eat such a thing?
It's cruel to the animals or whatever. But they banned it from all of the restaurants in Chicago, and that's pretty bad. I mean, it's bad because it affects your freedom to choose what you want to eat, and it affects the business owner's freedom to choose what they want to serve. But there's not a lot of people that eat foie gras. It's kind of an exclusive dish, usually something found on a kind of an upper-end restaurant, sort of a menu.
Sounds like it.
And so there weren't very many people that really came out to oppose this. Well, now they're expanding their vision for what they want to ban, for what they want to prevent you from putting into your body. And they've been sort of tossing this idea around, and we brought to you the information before. Chicago aldermen have been talking about banning trans fats. Trans fats, meaning that restaurants that are currently using trans fats to cook with are going to be forced by the Chicago government to stop. And this has been going on for a while, this discussion of possibly doing this, and apparently there's been a bit more backlash on the trans fat issue than there was on foie gras, for obvious reasons.
Well, there's more people that use trans fats.
Precisely, and more people that consume it.
Restaurants. I would imagine it's mostly restaurants that are taking up this banner, just my guess, though.
So now things are changing just a little bit. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago aldermen laughed at for banning foie gras are trying to avoid another kitchen meddling showdown on the issue of trans fats. Instead of banning the artery-clogging oils, they're negotiating a compromise with the restaurant industry for voluntary compliance. Does that sound funny? Voluntary compliance. They want restaurants to step up and say, yes, we are going to ban trans fats. But doesn't that sort of suggest that there's going to be something coming down the road if they don't step up?
It does smack of that. Mm-hmm. It sounds scary. I mean, voluntary compliance. It doesn't sound like something a government would be doing.
Well, I mean, that's what they say the tax situation is supposed to be. The IRS, it's supposedly voluntary compliance.
Who says that?
Well, they.
Not the government.
No, not them.
The government
no.
does not suggest for a moment that it's voluntary.
Well, they won't
suggest that you'll go to jail if you don't pay your taxes.
Right, but they actually won't answer the question as to whether or not it's voluntary. They'll never directly answer that question. Anyway, that's not the issue here. I imagine
because it's so far removed from what they believe to be true.
Yeah. The issue here is, of course, voluntary compliance. Let me go on. The licensee committee chairman, Eugene Schulter, and some other guy have met with McDonald's. They're planning on meeting with Burger King, KFC, and Pizza Hut. Next week, Dr. Terry Mason, the city's health commissioner, will fly to New York City to get a first-hand look at whether Manhattan restaurants have voluntarily agreed to take trans fats off their menu, as city officials there have requested. You know, I read that paragraph before when I was prepping for the show, and I thought, he's flying to New York City to get a first-hand look as to whether or not these restaurants are actually not using trans fats. Doesn't that just sound like an excuse to send a bureaucrat to New York City to eat a bunch of food?
I don't know. It sounds like they're going to be poking around in places that are none of their business.
Well, I mean, he's Dr. Terry Mason from Chicago, so he can't go and poke around in their kitchens unless they want to let him poke around in their kitchens. He doesn't have authority in New York City. So it sounds to me like he's going to go and essentially eat at a bunch of restaurants in New York City, come back and report to the Chicago aldermen and say, well, it looks like some restaurants have taken trans fat off their menus, or no, my research has discovered that, indeed, trans fat has not been removed from the menus here, but I'm very full.
sounds like a nice gig.
Why couldn't you just, if it was your job to discover whether or not New York City restaurants had indeed removed trans fat, Wouldn't it be easier and a little more cost-effective for taxpayers to pick up a phone and make some phone calls?
Well, are the New York City restaurants required for self-using?
No.
Oh, I see.
It's a voluntary, compliance in New York City.
It sounds to me like something that someone should hire a boiler room for, that, you know, people to make calls to restaurants and ask the questions.
Right. But instead, you're going to send this guy to go to a few restaurants. I mean, because how many restaurants can one guy go to?
And you're right, visit.
Right.
You can call, in the amount of time that you can drive and inspect one restaurant, you can call 100.
So, Dr. Mason's status report will help determine how long Chicago restaurants will be given to comply before the city council brings the hammer down, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. So, again, this is sounding less and less like anything
voluntary. It
doesn't
sound voluntary to me. I don't think you use a hammer when it's a voluntary situation.
Right. Now, you voluntarily take trans fats out of your food, or we're going to slam a hammer down onto your knuckles.
That's not voluntary.
Right. We're much better off working with an industry that wants to work with us rather than banning things, said one alderman. We're much better off using our position as a bully pulpit.
Nice.
Why don't you just admit that you're just a bunch of thugs pushing your throwing your weight around and ordering people to live life how you want them to live it?
You know, if people want to not eat trans fats, they'll order stuff that has no trans fats in it. The evidence is that people want to eat trans fats. They buy it. They buy meat.
And buy it again.
And that has trans fats in it, and most people are not vegetarians.
You know, that bully pulpit statement reminds me of our drive up here to New Hampshire, a 26-hour-long drive. It was very uneventful, a very successful drive, with the exception of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There was some backed-up traffic, and it's New York City.
I don't know why we took the directions to go through Manhattan, but
it was the shortest route, according to the MapQuest and all that. But anyway, there was a bunch of tolls, and at one toll, the toll bureaucrat was very nice guy. He very nicely told me that, how do you like that for highway robbery, essentially? It was like a $19 toll or something like that.
Nice.
And he came out right out and said and admitted that this is robbery. We are stealing this money from you. And said it with a smile on his face, and of course I smiled as I handed him my money. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
I'm not entirely against the concept of tolls on roads, but in all likelihood, that road's been paid for by us already.
Over and over again.
And now they're just taxing us to drive on it.
Well, yeah, well, you can't fire the toll bureaucrats. Those are jobs, Mark. Mm. You put people out of jobs if you do that. Illinois Restaurant Association President Colleen McShane says she's, quote, very optimistic that a trans fat compromise will be reached. Quote, the resolution here is just a matter of time, and it's probably going to be a volunteer program. We're already looking at the trans fat issue. It's just a matter of when. At a licensee committee hearing Wednesday, dietary experts brought in by the National and Illinois Restaurant Associations argued that restaurants can't meet the demands of a total ban, and the compliance would be virtually impossible to measure. I mean, really? How do you figure that out? Do you inspect the backs, the kitchen, the storage areas of restaurants to make sure they aren't hiding out a secret stash of trans fat?
Oh, I don't think that they even have boxes that are called trans fat.
It's oil.
Yeah.
It's oil. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Cooking with lard, right?
Right. Are you going to get tips from clients as to whether or not they think the restaurant is using trans fat?
This food's awfully tasty.
Are you going to randomly search restaurants? Of course, random searches will always turn into political searches in that they'll target certain restaurants that have political ties that they don't like or haven't paid their bills or haven't paid enough bribes to the city.
Or don't have political ties that they want them to have.
According to a registered dietitian, there just simply isn't enough oil available for some restaurant chains. It'll be a matter of years before the crop supply is adequate to produce enough trans fat-free oils for some restaurant chains. There's just not enough supply at this point. Let's see. According to Mayor Daley, who's sort of, normally he's a pretty anti-freedom guy, he's sort of taking the pro-freedom approach on this one. He says, here we go again, foie gras. They're going to tell you not to eat ethnic foods. They're going to tell you what to eat. They're going to go into your living rooms, your dining rooms every day, and your kitchen while you're sitting there. We have other things to worry about. Finally, a little bit of common sense from at least one politician. 800-259-9231. Torture, nudity, it's all on the way. Your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent, Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 7th, 2006. Gold opened at $622.20, and an ounce gold coin can be purchased for $656.93. Again, that's $656.93 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold, and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets, and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system there, over 125,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. It's all totally free. Fun stuff, serious issues, all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Just another quick update. We did the update on the trans fats, but here's another one for you, an issue we discussed more recently from Brattleboro, Vermont, which is actually right next door to where we are here in New Hampshire. Mother Nature, not an ordinance, will draw the covers over public nudity in Brattleboro, according to, again, the Chicago Sun-Times. Members of the town's select board decided Tuesday to take no action on an anti-nudity ordinance that was introduced in response to a clothing-optional movement launched by local teens this summer. So we brought the story to you about apparently in Brattleboro there have been just teenagers from age, I guess, 15 to 19 on the streets just without clothes.
Naked.
In topless. Some cases topless, in some cases fully nude. And obviously some people in the town or the city were a little upset about this.
One would think.
So they went to the city council, and it got shut down. According to one of the selectmen, quote, winter's coming. If spring comes and we still have a problem, we'll take another look at it.
Mm.
So I don't see what the problem is.
I think winter probably will take care of that.
Vermont has no state law against public nudity, though at least eight state communities have banned it locally. Brattleboro, however, has had a long had a let live culture. Its 12,000 residents have seen clothing optional swimming holes, streakers, and an event known as Breastfest.
Mm.
With women parading topless. I can see you making notes already, Mark. You're wondering when this is going to happen.
I was wondering this. I'm typing that in as we speak.
Quote, our acting in nudity is an act of celebration of this history and traditional values as a place where you're allowed to be nude, said one of the nudists, 19-year-old Adi Pallar. He said, the issue is freedom. I find that important, and I find that proud. But not everyone agreed, including resident Teresa Tony. She says, I just think it's anarchy because they won. Madam, you have no idea what anarchy is.
Right. You're just misusing the term.
Right. You're angry because the selectmen didn't go in your direction on this one. And really, I just don't understand what the objection is. If you don't like the nudity, then go live in an area where there's no nudity.
Well, and
don't
and
look.
I don't think she's probably even looking. She just knows that they're out there naked.
Yes, and it should be stopped.
It bothers me that they might be out there naked.
It's against Jesus to be naked. Oh, wait a minute. You're born without clothes on, so that can't be the case. 800-259-9231. All right, so a little more of a serious issue. The polls. In fact, a poll just came out, CBS reporting, that Americans apparently don't even really feel that safe. I mean, for all of the government's talk and all of their spending of tax dollars on so-called security and the police state crackdown that we're seeing here in America, Americans just aren't really feeling much different, nor are they feeling any safer than they were 5 years ago, according to the details here. 54% of Americans say they generally feel safe, but 46% say they feel somewhat uneasy or in danger. In fact, compared with 5 years ago, 39% of Americans say they feel less safe now.
Uh-huh.
And compared with 14% who say they feel safer. 46% say they feel the same. So 46% say they feel the same as they did 5 years ago before September 11th. 39% say they feel less safe. That's a significant majority of the population that either feels less safe or just the same as before 9/11, despite all of the government's talk to the contrary.
It's kind of a strange question anyway, because safety really is about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't feel safe, I guess you aren't safe, even if nothing is happening to you.
Do you think that people are going to see these poll results as an instruction to government to continue cracking down on freedom, to continue giving us more so-called safety, more searches at airports, more searches outside airports, or whatever it is that they what they want to do? Or are some people going to look at this and say, you know, maybe this government is really
not working.
Maybe this government really is ineffective and stupid, and maybe we should look at this whole safety issue from a different vantage point. Maybe we should try more of a market-based approach to where we stop spending billions of taxpayer dollars on government-approved safety measures and just allow individuals and business owners to make decisions on their own as to how they want to be safe.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, that latter choice does seem unlikely. Well, more also say the threat of terrorism has grown since 9/11 than said so a year ago. 41% say the threat has increased since the attacks. And 11% jump from last year. Just 14% say the threat has decreased, while 43% say the threat has not changed. So 14% say they feel safer, and that same 14% say the terrorism threat has decreased. That's it. That's all President Bush has going for him. These are his rah-rah squad, this 14%.
Well, you know, as far as these numbers go, I have an article here that is essentially talking about how polling numbers can be screwed with. Data USA, apparently, the polling company's owner pleads guilty to fraud. The owner of Data USA Incorporated, a company that conducted political polls for the campaigns of President Bush, Senator Joe Lieberman, and other candidates, pleaded guilty to fraud for making up survey and poll results.
Uh-oh.
Right. Tracy Kostin pleaded guilty Wednesday in Bridgeport Federal Court to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Kostin, 46, I'm not sure what wire fraud is precisely. I guess it's lying over the phone.
Yeah.
Faces a maximum of 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 when she was sentenced on November November 30th. As part of her plea agreement, Kostin agreed to repay $82,732 to the unidentified clients for 11 jobs between June 2002 and May 2004. Data USA is now known as Viewpoint USA.
Okay.
Apparently they're, you know, just changed their name and I guess they're just going on doing what they're doing. According to a federal indictment, Kostin told employees after poll to alter poll data, and managers at the company told employees to talk to cats and dogs when instructing them to fabricate the surveys.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. So I think they actually called Senior Grouchy Pants and they talked
your
to
your cat.
Him. Yeah, my cat. An FBI affidavit from 2004 in support of a search warrant quotes a supervisor of the company estimating that 50% of the data sent to Bush's campaign was falsified.
Whoa.
50% of the data.
That's a supervisor's estimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sent to Bush's campaign was falsified. FBI Special Agent Joseph...
Meaning, we gave you the data you wanted.
Yeah.
Because we're Viewpoint. And we'll spin our data to your viewpoint.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Apparently, the FBI agent who wrote the affidavit said in an interview Thursday with the AP that the investigators were not able to identify the claim related to Bush because the data was not located and analyzed. So you can't verify. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
We've lost the records.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Edward Chang said results were falsified on several occasions when the company was running up against a deadline to complete a job. Sometimes the respondents' gender or political affiliation were changed to meet a quota. Other times all surveys answers were fabricated.
Their data is just totally useless. I mean, if you've got 50% of your data is falsified, 100% of your data is useless. 800-259-9231.
And this is the company that got caught.
Yeah, right?
And
how many others are doing this?
How many of these pollsters are just making this stuff up?
1-800-259-9231. We've had calls before from people who've been doing telephone surveys, and they sort of shared with us how it's a little less than honest.
Yeah.
More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. More unreliable statistics on the way. You bring up anything, it is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the show that you can take control of. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have taken their time to send us their validated photo, meaning that they prove in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, talking about this new poll, CBS is reporting that apparently most Americans, in fact, a significant supermajority of Americans, either feel less safe than they did 5 years ago today, or feel the same. So they feel the same as they did before September 11th, or they feel less safe. We're talking about 86% of Americans.
So the crackdowns have done, the crackdowns on security here in America have really done nothing to make people feel more safe.
They've just inconvenienced people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of inconvenience.
Also, by a 4-to-1 margin, 48% to 12%, Americans think the war in Iraq has made the threat of terrorism against the United States worse rather than better.
I'd have to agree.
They're getting it.
I'd have to agree that we're making enemies over there, and those enemies are not going to go after the politicians that are making those enemies. They're going to go after the American people.
Although, I wish they'd go after the politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be nice. I wouldn't shed any tears. 5 years after 9/11, most Americans say life has returned to the way it was before the attacks, at least in part. However, some behavior has changed. 1 in 4 Americans say they're less likely to fly now. And 1 in 5 are less likely to attend large events with thousands of people.
Hmm.
So some people are, I guess, a little scared about being around others because it could be a potential terrorist threat. But that's a reflection on the fact that they don't believe that security has improved, and that they don't, and that they believe that terrorism is a greater threat than before. And also, the 1 in 4 Americans less likely to fly, that's not good news for the airline industry at all.
It's not. How can that be good for them? It's so expensive to fly as it is anyway, and it just makes it more expensive.
Right. They've added in extra surcharges for security, which, mm-hmm. again, has been pointed out by this poll that people don't really believe is effective. In fact, how could they believe it's effective? If they've seen any of the news reports about the TSA, they know how bumbling they are. I mean, not to suggest that they could get better. I'm not suggesting that for a moment. They're the TSA. It's a federal government bureaucracy. They're going to be bumbling no matter how much money you spend and no matter who you hire on board. It's the nature of bureaucracy.
Right.
So it sounds almost like Americans kind of get it here, Mark. It's a shock to me that they're figuring this out. But, of course, is it going to mean anything when it comes time to elect people this year? Probably not.
It's, you know, the TSA spends so much time on stuff that just doesn't matter. This whole liquids thing that they're yeah. into now, we've proven on the air that it doesn't make, that you can't make the hydrogen cyanide in a plane.
No, you have to have a chemist kit in several, a long time.
Yeah, 6 hours. So that's, you know, it's just not going to happen in the bathroom of an airplane. If somebody's in the bathroom of an airplane
for six hours,
he's going to know.
Yeah.
And it's going to make a lot of, it's going to smell a lot when they do it.
Sure.
And toenail clippers, metal items. I don't care if you've got a machete. You're not going to take over a plane. They've reinforced these cockpit doors. None of the passengers just aren't going to take it. That's my opinion. I don't think that you're going to take over a jumbo jet full of gasoline because with a bladed weapon because the passengers just won't allow it. U.S. passengers have killed, I think, at least six people who have just been sort of acting out on airplanes
really?
Since 9/11. Yeah.
Six people?
I think it's been six people.
Yeah, we've heard a couple of stories and didn't realize it was that many.
And that's since 9/11.
Wow.
And it's because they won't take it. They're scared that these people are going to do something stupid on the plane, and so they, pile onto them. I don't think they actually intend to kill them, but they, pummel them and they die.
Nearly one in four people say they still feel nervous and edgy. Women are more likely than men to say their behavior has been affected. Both the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan are viewed as having created breeding grounds for terrorists. 54% say the wars have created more terrorists, while just 15% say they've eliminated terrorists. There's also increased that's a good majority of Americans saying that the wars have created more terrorists. 54%.
Yeah.
That's some kind of stunning numbers. Like, I'm kind of shocked that Americans are figuring this out.
I'm glad.
Yes, I'm pleased as well. There's also increased pessimism about the war on terrorism in general, with 21%, apparently the highest number ever, saying the terrorists are winning. 36% say the United States is winning, and 38% say neither side is winning. I think it's clear that the terrorists, if they're really even out there, are winning. Because the United States government is doing exactly what it is that the terrorists want.
Yeah, if the terrorists supposedly hate our freedoms...
And want to destroy our freedoms.
And want to destroy our freedoms, they're being successful.
Now, because of the
government. I'm not of the opinion that the terrorists hate our freedoms. I'm of the opinion that these people that we're calling terrorists out there that want to destroy the government, I'm of the opinion that those people dislike us because of our foreign policy.
And
they have
totally
not
agree.
Been successful in destroying our foreign policy. So they're unsuccessful in that respect.
Well, now here's a kind of a negative poll result. Still a majority of Americans, 55%, say they approve of how President Bush is handling the war on terror. Have you noticed that in polls there's just sort of a dichotomy there? There's this discrepancy between what they say in one breath and then what they say in the next breath.
It does seem that it does seem to be that way.
Yeah, we're not confusing data. We're not feeling safer, but we sure do think old George Bush is doing a great job handling this war on terror, even though we think the war on terror has resulted in having more terrorists. Huh?
Yeah.
About half of those polled say Bush's policies have made America safer, but one in four say they made the United States less safe. A similar number say they've had no effect. One explanation for that skepticism may be that nearly half of Americans don't think terrorism is a problem that a president can do much about. Well, if that's the case, then half of Americans are totally clueless because the president...
That is really a problem that a president can do something about.
Yeah, the president really can do something. What he can do is tomorrow wake up and order the removal of all U.S. troops from around the world, from the over 700 military bases that we currently occupy mm-hmm. in over 130 countries, order them all to return home within the next however long it takes to get thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Let's be reasonable.
Home.
Six months. Whatever.
Yeah. Bring them home.
Get your crap. Bring it home.
Yep. Sell off those bases. Take that money. Use that money as a little severance pay because we're not going to need all the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of troops if we're just defending America.
I don't think you would even need to give severance pay. I think that if you, you know, you hear so many people talk such great stuff about the U.S. military, but there's so many people that were in it and aren't now.
That want to get out.
And I think that if you just offer early release to these guys, that you'll see.
Yeah, let me know.
Just the floodgates open up, right. And many of these guys leave.
Interesting point.
Perhaps I just don't see any reason for a severance package.
Well, Americans are split on how prepared the United States is to deal with another terrorist attack. 49% think the country is prepared. 43% say it's not. Americans are especially worried about a biological or chemical attack. 73% say the United States isn't prepared for that. Have these 49% that think the United States is prepared for a terrorist attack, have they paid attention to what happened during Hurricane Katrina with FEMA? Do they understand what this government... They obviously are clueless.
Right.
They don't realize that the government isn't prepared for squat.
Mm.
If something drastic happens, the politicians, elected politicians, will get up and give speeches about how they're... We're really going to send money to this area. Boy, this has been devastated, and we feel so bad for these people in this area. We're going to lickety-split send an emergency appropriations package, and that will solve everything. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't solve anything. In fact, the emergency appropriations packages that they pass actually are just big pork bills. There really isn't anything in there that has anything to do with helping people. There might be one or two items, but the rest of it is... sending money to build a new community pool in Arlington, Virginia, or sending money to research monkey sex in Washington. I mean, you think I'm joking. There's stuff like this in these emergency bills.
Absolutely.
Because it's an emergency. You've got to research monkey sex.
That's when they slide that stuff in.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. On the way, there's another story in the news about some perverted religious leaders. We remember we were talking about that polygamous guy last week? Well, these guys are maybe even worse.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects, at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition. You bring up anything, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
If you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin is popular with a lot of FTL listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Yes, indeed. So we talked last week about the polygamist leader that was arrested by the, I think it was the Utah or some state trooper somewhere.
I thought so, yeah.
And this guy was one of the FBI's most wanted, and he's wanted for setting up marriages, setting up polygamy, but specifically marriages that involve men getting married to very young girls.
Yeah.
I mean, girls, we're talking 13, 14 years old. Maybe younger. And I made the suggestion last week when we were talking about this that I thought that at some point, I'd wondered that this is the fundamentalist church of Latter-day Saints. So it's not the Latter-day Saints, they're the fundamentalist church of Latter-day Saints.
I think they split about 100 years ago over this particular issue.
So my question was how long ago did they start marrying these 12 and 13-year-old girls?
I think you're the number keeps going down as you say it. And the numbers that we've read on the show are more like 15 and 16.
I swear we saw something that was 13, 14.
We did say that in the accusations. But we've also read many stories of women who've talked about it and who had been married at 15 and 16.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily taking every 12-year-old girl and sending her off to get married to and have sex with some 60-year-old man.
Well, it was my suggestion that these sorts of religions attract people who are looking for the sort of thing, like how being a Catholic priest attracts people that want to have sex with little boys. And here's more evidence to support my argument. From Washburn, Missouri, the AP reporting, turning their backs on the isolated religious commune in the rugged Ozarks, where many had grown up, a group of members fled with only the clothes on their back, trudging several miles down a gravel road to the nearest nearest phone to call friends or family for help. A woman in the group soon told a sheriff's deputy horrific stories of how the compound's leaders had molested girls as part of their religious ceremonies, during which they were told their bodies were being prepared for, quote, service to God.
Hmm.
That was the beginning of a child sex scandal that has ensnared five leaders from two affiliated churches and cast a spotlight on a remote corner of the Ozarks that has long been home to spiritual communes, sheltered by deep oak woods, steep hills, and a culture in which people keep to themselves.
Hmm.
Quote, it's a shock, a sickening kind of shock. It's not the kind of thing you want to wake up to in the morning and hear about, says one of the neighbors who lives a few miles away from one of the backwoods churches. She says, till now, she'd never heard of this sort of thing. The five defendants are all accused of molesting five girls. In all, more alleged victims have come out since the charges were filed in mid-August, and prosecutors said more people probably will be charged. The defendants have pleaded not guilty, lawyers refusing to comment. One of those arrested, Pastor George Otis Johnson, 63, called it angel kisses when he touched one girl sexually before and after church services, according to the girl. He also allegedly told her that, quote, he was ordained by God to fulfill her needs as a woman. The abuse against that girl, prosecutors say, started when she was 8.
Oh, my God.
And ended when she turned 16.
It ended?
Yeah.
Why?
So, too old for him.
Apparently.
So, if you thought the polygamists were bad, I mean, these guys are worse. And there's no doubt, at least from the allegations, I don't know if they're guilty or not, but from the allegations and from other cases that are similar to this that we've discussed in the past, it seems clear to me that this is something that is, this whole idea of being a pastor or religious leader is really something that can attract the perverts because you get to interact with kids, you are trusted by the kids' parents, and you sort of have a bit of a free rein with what you can get away with, especially if you've brainwashed. There's brainwashing. I mean, this isn't just some scummy dude coming up to a little girl in a playground and, you know, trying to get her to get it, climb into a van. These are pastors who are delivering a religious message about God and Jesus and what it all means and the meaning of life.
They have standing.
Right, they have standing, and so they can tie it in with their message, like this whole thing about, well, I'm ordained by God to fulfill your needs as a woman. Well, oh, okay, Pastor Johnston.
Certainly this position of power that comes in contact with children does have the ability to attract perverts. And
I'm not saying they're all pervs.
No, I'm saying that 99% of them are not.
I'm not going to make any claims on numbers.
I'm making up a number, but it seems to me that most pastors are pretty good guys that are trying to live very good lives and all that sort of thing. And I think the same thing with the Catholic priests. I think that there's an additional problem with Catholic priests when it comes to the marriage thing. But
and it may be more likely that the pastors in churches in the backwoods of the Ozarks are more likely to be molesters than the ones at a big church in the middle of California or something like that. I don't know.
More things to do in California.
So the youngest, by the way, of the alleged victims was 4
when the
abuse started. Now, I'm sorry, you can't use that excuse on anybody who hasn't hit puberty yet. There are no sexual needs for people and, you know, who haven't gone through puberty. There is no such thing as a sexual need at that point.
No.
But nonetheless, they continued on, the molestation started as far back as the late 1970s and has gone as recently as last April. So these guys, I mean, he's in his 60s now. He started doing this when he was in his 30s.
He's been busy. Long time.
Johnston is charged with sodomy and child molestation. Also charged are his nephew and some other family members. It's a big family thing. Reverend Rabin Lambert, his wife, was involved in this.
What's she doing?
She's involved. She's been charged. They're all sick, man. They're sick, twisted pervs living out in the middle of nowhere, touching little girls.
What denomination of Christianity was this?
I don't even know.
It didn't specify
some
the
sort
name of church.
Weird religious commune.
Okay.
Here you go. You ask and you shall receive.
Thank
Mark.
You, Ian.
Johnston's Grandview Valley Baptist Church North, whose members live on a 10-acre leased property.
Just because it says Baptist doesn't mean he's like affiliated with a Southern Baptist organization
right.
or anything like
it's
that.
It's an offshoot of the older and larger community led by one of the other guys who was charged, Mr. Lambert, Reverend Raymond Lambert, of the Grand Valley Independent Baptist Church, their independency. Much remains unknown about the two church communities about 40 miles apart in Missouri. They keep up there to themselves, said a local farmer who lives nearby. Sheriff's investigators say the members pooled their paychecks and property. Some worked on the farm, raising livestock or breeding puppies for sale, while others worked outside of the communes. And I don't care what they do to support themselves. I don't care how they commune and pool all their money together. Good, fine, great. Live on your commune, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is just sick and twisted. And really, I support the prosecutions in this case because that's just wrong, man. That's just messed up.
Yeah, it's very wrong.
The Grand Valley compound is behind a gate on a 100-acre farm where it was founded back in the 70s. As many as 100 people lived there as recently as May. The smaller community around there hosts about 35 to 45 people. So there's 100 people living in this area. So no wonder no one knows what's going on. I mean, no one talks to these people. They're all part of the crowd.
There's the crowd and then the few people that live around that don't talk to them, and that's it. And apparently they've gotten away with it for 35 years.
According to Gary Brock, professor of sociology, quote, well, you don't find this in New York City, but you do find it in rural areas, tight communities, and very close communities.
Cue the banjo from Deliverance.
You don't tell outsiders what's going on. When you're given a message by a religious
what
leader...
What happens in the Ozarks stays in the Ozarks.
Apparently not now. When you're given a message by a religious leader, that sacred component makes the message that much more severe. You shouldn't go against that wish because it's God's wish.
Mm.
And these are people that make claims about speaking to God. There are many religious people out there, religious so-called leaders, that claim they can talk to God. And if their flock, I guess, buys it, then their word is God's word to them. And whatever they say goes. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's touching their daughter or ordering them to kill someone.
I don't think that most people will put up with their daughter. The vast majority of people would put up with.
You're right. They probably didn't know about it. They probably didn't know. But on the other hand, these are, they're kind of weird. They live out in the middle of nowhere. These aren't most people, Mark.
True. It's kind of Davidian.
Yeah.
In respect.
These are spooky people.
They are. I think that most religious people would agree that these are spooky people.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Just seems like another danger of religion, giving men an excuse to lord their power over others. And I don't think Jesus would agree with that. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Coming up. Mark, you got some information more on this whole torture scandal that has been in the news here in America recently. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.